Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Let's face it, the Bible has so many stories in it, but there's one thing that connects each and every story. You know who it is? It's God. God encourages us to learn His stories, to live through His stories, and to love like His stories tell us to. God wants us to make His story our story. Otherwise, whose story are we living by? Sometimes we might get lost from day to day, not knowing our purpose, forgetting that we are children of God, forgetting His embracing grace. But God loves us so much, and He embraces us, and He created us to be. God reminds us of our true purpose, and that we need to make His story our story.
Well, I'm excited to start a new message series today, and this new message series is called Making God's Story Your Story, and it's all about how we can make God's story our story, and specifically, how we can make the story of redemption that God gives to us the story in our lives. Now, the story of redemption that we're talking about in this series is the story of redemption that is found in the Scriptures. And in specific, we're talking about the Scriptures of the Old and the New Testament. Now, you might be thinking to yourself by now, like, well, that's pretty obvious in some ways. But for others, we may not totally get that because we might think of other stories that come to mind. Now, when we think about the way that we do this, we want to make sure that we understand that we're talking about the story that God has given to us and the one that we see throughout all of Scripture. Now, when we think about the ways in which we want to make God's story our story, we want to think about how we can do this with everything that we have. And in particular, we want to be making God's story of redemption our story so that we live it out one moment at a time. When we live it out one moment at a time, we can find our way forward and have the lives that God wants for us. Now, when we talk about making this about the Scriptures and about the Old and New Testament, sometimes when we say that, we get a little queasy or we get a little uneasy about these things because we know that the Old and New Testament, well, that they're really long and that they're kind of complicated. And all of that is true. In fact, it's actually really true because there are over 770,000 words in the Old and New Testament combined. So when we talk about making God's story our story, that seems like a lot of work on some level. I mean, confusing, complex, like I said. But what's actually true is that because it's in the Bible, we think this is a lot. But the fact of the matter is, many of us actually have read this many words and we don't even know it. Here's what I mean. There's two very popular book series that actually are around this length. For many people, they've read The Lord of the Rings, and it is 576,459 words. And then there's that other well-known series, Harry Potter, which is 1,840,170 words. And as you can see, right in the middle is the Old and New Testament at 773,692 words, as found in the New Revised Standard Version. So all I'm saying is that while the Scriptures are complicated, they are long, we all can actually get through a lot of it. Now, that's just to point out how this all kind of comes together and how it is something that, while it is daunting to talk about making God's story our story, it is a story worth living into. But the truth of the matter is that it is complex and it is complicated, and we need help understanding how what we read in the Scriptures and how what God did through Jesus later on are ways in which we can understand that is a story of redemption. Now, to help us make our way through this, we want to think about perhaps the story that we find in the Scripture in a way that will help us make sense of it, so that the more we understand it, the more we can make it our story. And in specific, the story that God gives to us in the Scriptures is a story of redemption. From beginning to end in the Scriptures and from beginning to end of who God is, it's one story of redemption. But to break it down into parts might help us get a better understanding of kind of what it is and how it works. So we can break it into these five parts to help us get a better understanding of this. The part one is the beginning. Always a good place for a story to start. Part two is the breakdown. Part three is the ancestors. Part four is the repair. And part five is the blended family. And throughout the next few weeks, we're going to explore all of these parts so we can better understand how God's story is the story of redemption. Now, this is a lot to take in at once, and so I want you to go to parkridgepresby.org/story, and you can find that and future downloads to help you understand, to track with this series. This will be the week one download you can find there, and that's going to be there forever. Now, getting a better understanding of this will help us understand that this is important for us to have a part of our lives, to have God's story as a part of our lives. Now that I've set the stage for what we're doing and where we're going to go in the next few weeks together, you might be thinking to yourself, like, well, why are we doing this? I mean, you know, it's sort of self-evident that God's story is there and that we want to make it our story. But the fact of the matter is, we have to understand why this is important. And why it's so important to know God's story if we want to make it our story is this. If we don't make God's story our story, we will make another story our story. And how do we know this? Because we do it all the time. There are so many stories in our lives that can dominate who we're becoming and how we're living it out. And if we don't choose God's story, another story will choose our lives for us. Now, some of these stories that we might choose to live out or to make the moments of our lives add up to tell the story are some of these. There's the career story. Maybe you've focused on your career, and that's what your story is all about. And we know that's going to leave us lacking in the end run. Or there's the breaking news cycle story. Maybe you are so stuck on the breaking news cycle, however you're taking that in, that that's the story that your life is telling. That's not the story that God wants for you. Or there's the sports franchise story. Maybe your life, and maybe I'm guilty of this one every once in a while, can be wrapped up in your favorite sports franchise. That's not going to work, and that's not going to give the life you want. Or there's the unhealthy relationship story that many of us have. Maybe we're in a relationship or have a relationship that defines who we think we are, and we can't get past it. If we don't have a better story, we're going to get stuck in this one. Or there's the fake it till we make it story. This one has a close sister to it, which is the take on a lot of debt to have the lifestyle that the Joneses have, you know, so you can live how you want and pay for it later. All of these stories are kinds of stories that if we don't choose God's story, we will end up living out in our lives. Now, as we think about all these counterfeit stories or these stories that will fit into our lives, we have to understand that by looking at the real story, God's story, we have a better chance of understanding the story that God wants us to have in our lives. Now, to borrow a metaphor from another field, do you know how they find out that there are counterfeit art and counterfeit money? They don't study the fakes, they study the real thing. Because the more you study the real thing, the more you know when the fake one is happening. And so by art to looking together at what God's story really is, not what human beings have said it is, but what God has done, we get a better story to live out. We study the real thing so it can become the real thing in our lives. And that's why it's so important for us to know the story of redemption. Because the story of redemption is God's story, and it is the story that God wants for our lives to be all about. So this story of redemption is in five parts, and it begins with part one, the beginning. Now, the fact of the matter is, when we begin at the beginning, we find ourselves living out this sense of who God is and exploring what God is. And the beginning of the story is what we're going to also call the divine reality. And understanding that God's story begins at the beginning helps us understand the reality of who God is and the divine reality of our lives and of our existence. Now, the fact of the matter is that when we talk about this very beginning of where God's story starts, it's difficult because no one was there to see it. No one was there to record it. No one was there to experience it. But what we know, because we're here, is that that's where it starts. And that's where it all begins. the divine reality of who God is that it's begin with God. Now, like any good story, the true starting point of a good story is at the beginning. And the same thing is true with God's story. It begins at the beginning. Now, with God, it actually starts with something before anything that we might call the beginning, because the story of God is so expansive. It begins before there was anything. And the reality of that means for us that God's story begins with God being the cause of all that is and all that was and all that will be. That's the fundamental beginning of where God's story starts. And for us, it's actually where our story begins. Now in the scriptures, it's summarized in these very well-known words, in the beginning. In the beginning is where it all starts. And actually, it's where it all begins with our understanding of who God is. Because at that very start of all that God was doing, God started to create. God started to bring about existence, to bring about life. And the reality is, we don't know how that worked or what God did, but what we know is that God did. And that's where God's story starts. The other part of this is that it's not simply about these cosmic and these amazing things that God did, because actually, all of that is rooted in the other part of what we learn in part one of God's story. And that all of that is going back to this fundamental truth and points to the forward to the fundamental truth that God is love. Even in the very beginning, even at the first part of existence, we get a sense in God's story that God is love. And how do we know that? Because God created. And that is the most loving thing that God could do. Because God loved us so much that we had to be. And so God made it possible that we could be. And in the very beginning, we see that God is love. Now, what this means for us is that we can understand the amazing things that God did, but also the amazing thing that God is, which means that God is love. And what that means for us is that we want to understand that this is part of God's story, which is part of the story that we want to make ours. And what we have to see there is that it means that God's story starts with love, it continues with love, and it will end with love. And what it means for us is we want the same thing to be true about our story, is that we want our stories to begin with love, to continue with love, and one day to end with love. And because that's what God's story is, that's the kind of story we want for our lives. God's story is a love story. It's not just this creation thing. It's actually a love story that started from the beginning. Now, when we think about what this means for our lives, it means something very simple. It means that we need our story to be a love story. When I'm making my story a love story, then I'm making God's story my story. And the truth is, we need more and more of that in our lives. Because God's story is a love story, and that's the core of the divine reality of God's story as we make it our own. Now, when we think about how this lands in our lives, we have a better understanding, hopefully, of what it means that part of God's story is this reality of God's love. And as we are seeking to make God's story our story, because if we don't, like we said, we're going to let another part, another story, become our story, that helps us to understand who we are and how God wants us to live. And so as I wrap this up, I want us to think about this fundamental and maybe piercing question. Is your story a love story? Is your life being lived out one moment at a time where it's leading other people to understand that your life is about love? Or is it possible that your life is being filled up with other things, with other stories? We can do better with these things at different times. We can have more love or less love in our lives. But what we know is that if we want to make God's story our story, then we need our stories to be filled with love. Are you? Am I? Are we living out a story of redemption, a story of love, one moment at a time? Now, the reality is this may not be a question that we can answer for ourselves, of ourselves. it may be something that we need to ask of other people to let us know if we're living out love, if we're living out redemption. And to ask someone else that question, well, that's a very risky proposition. But the reality is life is full of many risks. So that leaves us with that question. Is your story a love story? Are you writing the story of your life such that every moment that you can, you're making it one filled with love? If you want to make God's story your story, then you and me and everyone who's trying to do this needs to make sure that every moment we have is filled with love.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at